Virtually everyone knows that the Obama administration gave the auto industry at least a temporary shot in the arm earlier this year with its Cash for Clunkers program. But the president's about to do something else for our region, which may be even more important long-term. Specifically, clean up the Great Lakes. Nearly lost in the sound and fury of the battle over health care has been the administration's quiet and steady insistence on repairing the Great Lakes, which are by far the most important source of fresh water in the entire hemisphere. President Obama asked Congress for an added $475 million for Great Lakes restoration and cleanup next year. Earlier this summer, the House of Representatives approved that entire sum. The Senate should vote on that bill later this month, and there's some indication they may cut that amount a little bit, but not much. They shouldn't cut it at all. The lakes are in danger from lingering industrial pollution and vanishing wetlands. Most of all, their ecology, and ours, has been seriously threatened by invasive species. Most people know about the zebra mussels that clog up pipes and drains, but the tiny quagga mussels are even worse. They lie on the bottom of the lakes and filter out food sources so completely, the lakes are becoming depopulated with fish, destroying recreational fishing opportunities and threatening tourism. President Obama is trying to do something about that. Congressman Dale Kildee from Flint said Monday he really cares about the Great Lakes because he knows them. Indeed, the former Illinois senator is the first president from this region since Michigan's own Gerald Ford. What's especially encouraging is that he intends to put all the new money under the control of one authority, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. That will help ensure it has maximum impact. This move has made environmentalists cautiously happy. Robert Burns, the leader of the Detroit branch of the Riverkeeper Alliance, told the Windsor Star newspaper that the government has done nothing this significant for the water system ever before. This is a major down payment on repairing the Great Lakes, he said. But he also knows, as exciting as this is, it won't be enough. He and other experts have estimated it will take about $20 billion total to restore the Great Lakes to where they need to be in terms of environmental quality for our future. That's a lot of money in times of massive deficits, but it's clearly worth it. Banks and auto companies can bounce back after bankruptcy, as we've seen this year. If we screw up the Great Lakes beyond repair, we may be done as a species. The money now in the pipeline also should help our economy. The EPA intends to rely on state and community organizations to get the job done. Riverkeeper Burns said, "If we show we can do projects that produce measurable impacts, there may be more money down the road." In fact, the House bill indicates the president is thinking in terms of a 5-year spending plan. Let's hope that for once, Congress is capable of a sustained attention span.